usual, I'd like to begin these wee spiels on a Sunday with a very special hello and a welcome to all of the people in hospital, wherever you may be, and to the doctors and the nurses looking after you. Well now, for us at Radio Scotland, it's been rather an uneventful week. We've had a few ups and downs, but in the main, for once, and believe you me, in our experience, this is most unusual anyway, everything just seemed to go right for us last week, and especially with regard to advertising. We had some more advertisers on the air. You may have noticed them yourselves. And all in all, a very good week indeed for Radio Scotland. So now, before I go on, incidentally, to the Supporters Club idea and our decisions regarding it, I'd like to tell you of a new series of programmes that start, but unfortunately, only for a week. They're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and they're on at 11 a.m. each day, and they feature the star, a new young lady. I discovered, I take a special pride in saying this, by the way, today, I discovered her when she came to sing for me, and when I tell you that this is a young lady with a tremendous voice and a wonderful future, I'd like you to listen into the programs if you can, whether you're at home, at work, or in the car. Start off tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, and the young lady, her real name is Miss Maureen Slaven, but we have changed her name, and she's delighted with this, by the way. Her new name is Miss Catherine Darvell, named after her hometown in Ayrshire, and she starts, as I say, her theatrical career with us tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, so I'd like you to listen in, if you will, to the program, because here you will find, as I said to you, a young lady with a wonderful voice and a wonderful future. Well, there we are. That's, I think, all about the new program's idea anyway. Now, on to the Supporters Club. The last time I spoke to you was a fortnight ago today. Yes, it was 2 weeks ago today. And I was going down to London on the Wednesday, armed with all of the letters I received from you in response to an earlier appeal I had made with regard to the idea of Radio Scotland Supporters Club. Well, I went down to London on the Wednesday, and my fellow directors and I had a long meeting in London. We examined lots of the letters, and we decided to hold back any decisions until the following week, when our directors would be up in the Glasgow area, up in the Glasgow office rather, and we said then that we would finally decide, in view of some of the comments and the suggestions that were made at the meeting down in the London area. Well, we had in fact a meeting on Wednesday last and on Thursday, and we really went into this into every aspect of the scheme. And I regret to say this, unfortunately, that in view of the total number of letters we received from you people out there, we received, I think the final total was somewhere in the region of 575. We thought that the figure, although I was quite pleased in a way with the response, because as I said earlier to you, I know that the physical task of writing off a letter to something that was sort of negative at the time, there was nothing, you know, sort of positive at the end of it. You were writing in to tell me your ideas, in fact, what you thought of the Supporters Club. Now, I know that the bane of writing in to anywhere is, so, but I was quite pleased with the idea of, or rather with the response of 575 letters, but you see, we were working on a figure of 100,000 members to be able to launch successfully, this is, our Supporters Club. And I regret, as I said, to tell you that for the time being anyway, we've had to shelve the idea of the Supporters Club. Now, I very much regret having to tell you this today, because I had visions of this club forming up and spreading all over Scotland, in the Glasgow area, in Edinburgh area, in Aberdeen, in Perth, and Stirling, and so on. And the minimum number we would need, we would require to start off the club, would be 100,000. Anyway, I'd just like to tell you this, that my directors and I have decided to, for the moment anyway, to shelve the idea, but the idea isn't altogether dead. Something may emerge from the idea, and from there we may be able to go ahead with something else. But alas, for the moment anyway, the idea of the supporters club will have to be shelved. Now, I'd like to take this opportunity of thanking each and every one of you, the 575 people who wrote in to me. I'd like to thank you here and now for the time and the trouble, and for the wonderful offers you've made of your help and support. Well, there we are. I had hoped to be able to come back, as I say, with some successful ideas, but that was the only idea I was able to come up with in order to keep, as I said, the image of the station alive, if not on the air, of course, because we wouldn't be able to guarantee to keep the station on the air in view of the Marine Offences Bill and all the ramifications and the implications involved therein, but at least to keep the image going. But I'd like to say this here and now, that I haven't yet given up the fight, either for Radio Scotland, A, or B, for the idea of a supporters club, or C, for something else that may help to keep the links of friendship that we have formed with so many thousands of you out there. So there we are then. Well, now, that's about all from me today. I've explained about the supporters club and the new program that starts off tomorrow, Monday at 11 a.m. Oh, and I would just like to say to you again, very many thanks indeed to all of you who sent in sixpences for the Sixpenny Snowball Show. This month's award, June's award, will be going to the Royal Scottish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. It's a very worthy organisation, and remember, if you want a request played on Radio Scotland, simply send in a sixpence in an envelope, and with your name and address, and the request, and we'll see what we can do for you. Well then, I know we have a very full programme on today. We have the Super 50 show following this, and so on and so on. So all I want to say to you then is, again, thank you all very much indeed for your offers of help and support. To all of you who sent in sixpences for the Sixpenny Snowball Fund shows. And for me, I'd like to end as usual by asking all of you who may be driving this week, because the road accident figures are up again for May, I hear, I read, to please drive with care. And until next Sunday, from all the boys and girls at Radio Scotland House, and from all the boys on the ship, all the very best then from all of us here, and look after yourselves, and all the very best from me as well. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.
Our thanks to Mr. Tommy Shields. He'll be back at 1:30 next Sunday afternoon. And now, until 10 to 2, here's some Good Neighbors music.